based on the first 100 days. And I'm curious what you've taken from these polls.
Well, it's really important to remember that there's a lag time for the public between digesting what a politician is doing and then deciding what they think about it, yay or nay. At this point in 2009, Kevin, I remember it clear as day, Barack Obama had a job approval number way higher than Biden is right now. It's almost 70. What they were doing on their legislative agenda in those first 4 months of the Obama, Pelosi, then Harry Reid, he was majority leader with 60 Democrat votes in the Senate, it was widely popular, and they were jamming through a similar extreme agenda, although this today is much more extreme. But they were jamming it through, and they were saying, "Wow, look, the American people like this. They're saying they're 55-60% approval for all we're doing, or maybe even higher." With Obamacare, which was very popular when it was first introduced, and so much else. But Kevin, you remember what happened. You were there. By the time we got to the fall of 2009, just a few months later, it was turning. You could feel it on the ground. And by the time we got to 2010, Nancy Pelosi ended up losing 63 House seats in Congress, 63. And there was a massive counter-reaction from the American people saying, no way, this goes too far, too extreme, too partisan left. And I think that's where we are right now. The poll numbers reflect the normal, hey, we're going to give you a chance. You know, you're new. You just won the elections, and we're going to take these first 100, 150 days, give you the benefit of the doubt. That's what the American public normally does. They're doing that here. But it can change, and I believe it will change dramatically as Americans look at just how extreme this agenda is. By the way, part of our job, if they keep heading in this direction, which I think they're going to, sadly, is to point it out, is to be that beacon that shines a light on it and shows the American public just how bad this is for prosperity, for freedom, and for everything else in our country.
So Tim, what happened to the thing, I'm going to unify America, that whole piece of rhetoric that they were using early on?
Yeah, it disappeared. It disappeared, and I think a lot of Americans were looking for that. And President Biden, I remember on his first week in office, Kevin, he called over about a half a dozen Republican U.S. senators to the White House, remember, to have a bipartisan discussion on that very first spending bill they called the COVID relief bill. They had an hour or so conversation. It was civil and reasonable, and I think there were some hopes that, well, gosh, maybe, you know, they'll work with Republicans on this first COVID relief bill. Maybe it won't just be a, you know, massive grab bag of extreme policies from the left. But within 48 hours of that first meeting, which looked, you know, somewhat promising, it all turned. And it became clear they were going for the full Monty, you know, the full, hey, we're going to $1.9 trillion, a whole bevy of pet projects that the left and the Democrat Party have wanted for a long time. And they on a dime turned away from that, the conciliatory rhetoric. And ever since, with what Speaker Pelosi has jammed through the House and what this president has done with executive orders, I think he's over 50 now, Kevin, more than anyone else in American history. When you have that many executive orders, unilateral action to drive forward an agenda, that's not reaching across the aisle. That is instead putting the accelerator down 150 miles an hour and driving us more toward bigger government and more Washington, D.C. control, which is not what's good for this country.
That's Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity. This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 4:32, I'm checking out our traffic cams, those which are working right now. If you see something, you can always call us, too. You know the number. But we're getting some heavy volumes on U.S. 95 westbound at Decatur, also 515 west at Charleston. Look out for some Activity on the right shoulder. That's US 95 northbound at Cheyenne. Also, reduced speeds on the 15 as you work your way home through the resort corridor. Northbound at Oki, you'll touch the brakes. Southbound at Spring Mountain, very heavy through there. And do watch for some backups on Interstate 11 southbound. That's between Lake Mead and Wagon Wheel. The speed limit's only 55 miles per hour through that work zone.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Interesting acquisition for the Raiders as they have signed Carson Williams as a tight end. He has not played football since the eighth grade. He was a college basketball player at Northern Kentucky and Western Kentucky, 6'5", 240 pounds, and now he is going to try to make the transition to become an NFL tight end. Another day off for the Vegas Golden Knights. They have not played since last Saturday when they won at Anaheim by a 5-1 score. They are set to return to action coming up tomorrow evening when they match up against Colorado. The Golden Knights will go into that game on a 9-game winning streak. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
John, Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Aaron Phillips on. Aaron Phillips is one of my favorite people. She is the president and co-founder of Powered Apparent. Do we have her on the line? Okay, we're in the process of grabbing her. They're doing something very special. They've got a National Day of Action, and I wanted to talk to her about that because that's one of those things that is, you know, where parents come together for a common cause. We know that people on the left do this all the time. It's not something that those of us, on the right choose to do. We have jobs, we have kids, we have responsibility. But Aaron Phillips is joining us, the president and co-founder of Powered Apparent. Aaron, how have you been?
Hey, Kevin, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. You've had some amazing victories, but now you've got a thing coming up on Friday that I think is going to be really good, the National Day of Action. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited that we are going to be able to partner with some other parent groups that we've been doing some other events with locally, and then also a national parent group that is working really hard to get schools open. And you're right, we've had some really big victories. We've been able to really, I think, take a victory lap in Clark County. We even just as of last week, we were able to have some assurances that schools will be open full-time, face-to-face, next fall, which is what we've been asking for, along with other groups in the city. And so, we are excited that that's an option for our kids here now. But we know that all over the country, there are still kids who still are not in classrooms and who haven't had the chance to have face-to-face learning.
It really is sad, and you have to wonder the impact this is going to have on kids, like in the out years, where we have kids that are kids that are not promoted, and I don't know what the Clark County School District their idea of doing this is, but certainly there are going to be some kids that have to be held back. Is that right?
You know, we don't even know really the whole story yet, right? So we've got to get our kids, they're testing right now, and a lot of the classrooms are doing some MAPS testing, but I think we won't really even know until even probably the start of the school year, and as we can really do some more assessing of where kids are at. And you and I have talked about this before, but kids who were able to have their parents, for example, homeschool them or pull them out, put them in a charter school or a private school, they aren't going to have a very much learning loss, if any at all. But the kids, you know, that are have been the most impacted are those kids who are low-income families, black and brown students are the majority of those families. And they're the ones that are going to have the most learning loss. They didn't even have access to basic internet early on. And I know that a lot was done to try to make that happen. But the reality is the learning loss is going to be huge. And we only anticipate that gap getting wider, again, for our lower-income kids. So, again, there's kids all over the country that are still not in face-to-face learning, but we also know there's way too much data at this point. We know that COVID, kids don't die of COVID complications. The numbers are so minuscule that there is no reason to not have our kids in school face-to-face. And then another thing that I want you to know we're asking for is we're asking that the mask be optional. And I hope parents hear that because that's part of this as well. Kids need a high-quality education. In order to have a high-quality education, they need to be able to play on the playground, play at recess and PE, go outside, get fresh air, and they need to be able to breathe clean air. So you know, we're supporting some bills that will help revamp some of the systems in the schools, the air filtration systems. But we also need the masks to be mandatory because the science also shows that the masks are not doing what everyone was hoping and intended to do.
Did you see earlier this week Courtney Ann Taylor, the Gwinnett County, Georgia parent who went to the school board and implored them to let their kids go without masks? I don't know how that all ended, but I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of parents that swear up and down that their kids do not need and should not use the mask. What is the policy right now in the CCSD?
So right now, the district and Dr. Jara has gone on the record saying that they will go with whatever the county obviously is requiring. And so as we're seeing some of these counties open up, you know, for example, White Pine County, Nye County, they no longer have a mask mandate. And I believe, is it May 1st or June 1st is when the governor's emergency orders are going to lift? I believe it's June 1st. And so when that happens, it's going to be a lot of these things are going to be up to the counties. And so we just need the people who are in charge of our counties to really have the guts to say, you know what, we are going to make this optional. We've seen, for example, Florida and Texas, they had removed their mask mandates early on, opened their states up more quickly than anyone else, and their numbers are going down. And so we just need to follow the data, follow the science, and make sure that we know exactly what we're asking for. And that woman is a really good example because I don't know what Georgia decided to do either, but that is a very impassioned plea from a parent. That is how we're going to get change ultimately, is by parents speaking up, standing up, coming to board meetings, and telling these people, their elected officials, that this is, we're done with this.
Tell me what the March for Children's Rights is going to be about.
So essentially, you know, as I mentioned, that, you know, Biden had made a promise that we wanted our kids back in school. He was going to have all kids get back to school. April 30th marks the 100th day of his presidency. And so we're coming together with groups all across the country, and we're going to be marching, asking him and really demanding the rights for our children to have a high-quality education, to have access to education. You know, we demand a free and appropriate education, which is what is already promised to us in the Constitution. So, and so anyway, all this to say is the families in Las Vegas are coming together to do that with other states. They're having concurrent events. And then also a big event in Washington, D.C. So we're just going to come together. That's going to be at the administrative building on 5100 West Sahara. And we're going to meet out there, have families bring their signs. We have popsicles. An organization that we've partnered with is Breakup CCSC. Jenny Lynn Eddington is an awesome, awesome person who's been helping help get our schools open. So she'll be out there as well with popsicles. And, you know, we just want families to come out and stand up for all kids. We need to stand up for all kids all across the country, and we need to say never again. We cannot have our schools shut down again. If there's a second wave, if there's something else, we know too much now that we need to keep our kids in school. Their mental health has suffered. We know that suicide has killed more kids than COVID in this country. And so we need to just stand up and say never again.
Erin Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. What are you seeing in Carson City? I know we are into week 13, and a lot of people are scared that there's some legislation, anti-education, education that is out there. And I'm just curious, you're tracking this stuff. Anything that sticks out to you right now?
Yeah, so, you know, we're fighting really hard to help fix some of the language in the Opportunity Scholarship that was, you know, that was essentially stripped by the Democrats last session. That has created a real problem with these kids. We had over 2,000 kids on that scholarship. These are low-income families. And now 1,000 kids have lost their scholarship. They're essentially trying to phase out the Opportunity Scholarship Program, which, again, helps low-income families have access to a high-quality education. Also, those kids who were on that scholarship and attending a private school during the COVID shutdown, they never had that learning loss because they were actually going to school because the private schools were still servicing their kids. Either in person or online, but they were very quick to come back to the classroom as soon as they were able to. And so we want to fight for those kids. And then something really important to mention is there's several bills that have been handed down with either language from the Department of Education or amendments from the Department of Education that essentially are creating an issue with homeschool. So we have really good homeschool laws in this state that allow families to have full autonomy. The Department of Education doesn't have any jurisdiction over homeschool families and what they learn. And what we're seeing is over and over and over again this session, these folks at the Department of Education are putting things in these bills that give them more jurisdiction that they actually don't have over homeschool families. So we're fighting really hard to make sure that that's been brought to light and make sure that we know that these families, they have autonomy that's been written in the law for a very long time, and we need to make sure we maintain that because that's a parent's right to be able to teach their kid what they think is fit to choose their curriculum. And that's really the purpose of homeschool. Parents take on the responsibility to direct and dictate their child's education. And it is no longer the responsibility of the Nevada Department of Education. So we want to just make sure that parents know that that's happening and are able to maintain that piece. That's super important.
Erin, if folks want to help you out, if they want to be a part of National Day of Action, or they just want to help your organization out, how do they do it? How do they reach out to you?
They can always visit our website. It's power2parent.org. That's the number 2, power2parent.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. So they can find us, follow us, join our parent union. Our parent union is growing every day. We have over 10,000 parents in our parent union across the state of Nevada. And we need more and more. We need parents to build this army so that we can stand up for our rights and stand up for what's right for our kids.
I think that is great. Erin, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. What an amazing organization. And you know what? More and more, I mean, and I've, gosh, we've talked with them for, I don't know, 7-8 years. And I got to tell you, they've lost a lot, but you know they're starting to win, and that's important. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Steve Siddall here, Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, when should a pre-retiree get back into the market, or should they?
Well, Steve, back in, it all depends on where they're going to begin with, where they were, where they want to be. Just getting, we say the market, there's so many stocks, so many bonds, so many strategies, managed accounts over here, all sorts of strategies about what to do with your money. But the most important part of any money is seeing what that money's going to do for you in the future. We call it a total retirement plan based on the money you have put aside, how's it going to grow, and more importantly, Steve, when you decide to retire, how much income are you going to receive all the way through retirement, and make sure your spouse gets that income as well. So it's a lot more than just picking stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It's making sure you have the diversification between risk and safety and income. Most people forget about income, folks. The next 10 people that call, I'm going to put together for you your very own total retirement plan that includes lifetime income.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21,000. Coach, before you go, a lot of companies are dropping the 401k match. Should we continue to save?
Well, you got to put money away somewhere, Steve, because you are funding your own retirement with the 401k. Companies don't give you a pension anymore. So what are you going to do? Well, there may be some better strategies now other than the 401k, but you need to commit to doing it systematically. Saying you're going to do it and not doing it is not helping anybody. The sooner you get money put away, the more money or more chance that money has of growing and compounding, and we need our money to compound. Steve, you look at the interest rate you're earning, divided into the number 72, and that'll tell you the number of years it takes for the money to double that you have put aside. So we need to make sure our money is always growing, and we need to make sure we have money put aside. The next 10 people I'll put together for you, your very own total retirement plan.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21,000. That's VEGAS to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. We are now just over an hour away. And by the way, we will carry President Biden's address to Congress coming up at 6 o'clock. So make sure you are here. Now, what's going to be in this address? Jeremy Dimon, CNN White House correspondent, was asked earlier today on CNN to preview the Biden speech. This is cut one, by the way. This is cut one. And we don't have it yet, but we'll get it to you in our next hour. How's about that? Stick around. We got a lot to do. No. That's okay. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get to that. We'll get to Jeremy Dimon highlighting what to expect tonight. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are into week 13 of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and one of the things we're going to do in our next hour, in addition to getting you ready for the president and his speech at 6 o'clock, we will carry the speech for you in its entirety and the Republican response right here. One of the things we are going to do, though, is check in Carson City. Greg Hafen is the Assemblyman District 36, and we'll talk to him about what is going on now. As we are now into week 13, we are getting ready, now that we've faced a couple of different deadlines, we have essentially stepped up the pace, and it looks like we're going to start cranking out some bills. There are going to be floor votes And there's going to be a lot of them. And there is going to be a rush to judgment. There is going to be a rush to judgment. Trust me on this one. There are going to be a lot of bills voted on in the next week, and probably the next 2.